the other evening,
Brian talked about kind of looking at balance and started out with Matthew chapter 5, and I think that's a great place to start. I'm going to back up just a little bit in Matthew chapter 4. The reason I want to start there and talk this evening just for a few minutes, I'm going to really try to make this brief, is as you look at Matthew chapter 4 and you think about balance, where does balance start? It starts with God's Word, doesn't it? And when you stop and think about what was transpiring in Matthew chapter 4, Jesus being led up into the wilderness by the Spirit, being tempted by the devil, where does Jesus go all three times being tempted? If you're the Son of God, command these stones to become bread. Jesus responded, it is written, he went to the Word. He went to God's Word, didn't he? And a second time, the devil took him up into the holy city and set him up on a pinnacle of the temple. Said, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. And for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you. And in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. And again, Jesus responded by saying, it's written. He went to God's Word. And the third time, he does the exact same thing. When the devil takes him up and sets him on an exceedingly high mountain, he says, basically shows him all the kingdoms of the earth and the world and said, these are all yours. Just all you have to do is worship me. Fall down and worship me. And Jesus responds again, so simply, away with you, Satan. For it is written, he goes to God's Word. So simple. God's Word is the answer for us. And back up in your Bibles very, very quickly, the book of Psalms. We're going to go to Psalm 119, but we're not going to initially go to where you might think a passage. We'll go there here in just a minute. But Psalm 119 and verse 25, and this is a very powerful one. And the reason I want to go here is not maybe evident immediately, and especially if you're reading in the King James Version. But Psalm 119 and verse 25, as we look at this particular chapter and verse here, in the New King James, it reads here, my soul clings to the dust, revive me according to your word. Now stop there and think about that for just a moment. The King James uses the concept of quicken, the idea of giving life. But the New King James, I think, actually gets it maybe just a little bit better. I don't have a problem with the King James to give life. But the word here in the Hebrew, and I'm not even going to begin to attempt to pronounce it in the Hebrew. I have a hard enough time with English sometimes. But the truth of the matter is, it comes from the Greek, from the Hebrew root of qual, and it literally carries with it to continue in life, to remain, to sustain life, to revive it. And it's a beautiful word here, the idea of to revive that life. And so he's saying that my soul clings to the dust. And the psalmist is saying, revive me according to what? Your word. God's word revives us. It brings us back to life. Every time you pick up God's word, every time you pick up the Bible and study it, It's a revival process. It sustains us. It brings us back to life. And that's the amazing thing to me about God's Word. Now, go on over, if you will, to Psalm 119, 105. This is a passage we know pretty much by heart. Your Word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. God's Word enlightens our pathway. It helps us see how we are to navigate life. And it gives us that light to show us how we're supposed to go in life. That helps us to see that gives us our balance in life. And of course, we could go to New Testament passages, multiple ones, but look quickly at 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15. The King James renders it, study to show yourself approved. Well, study what? God's Word. Why? So we can handle aright the Word of God. That is that balance in knowing how to separate Old and New Testament. And of course, the New King James and the American Standard gives the idea of giving diligence, or all diligence, and balancing things out properly. As we go through the rest of this week, as we look at the balance of this week, yeah, there's the balance. We're in midweek as we stop and think about how our week is divided up, our first day of the week being Sunday. This middle of the week gives us that time to rebalance our life. And it's amazing that we have this opportunity to come together in the middle of the week, rebalance ourselves, use this time to regain that balance, revive ourselves, and use this time to start over again. This is the beautiful part of this time when we can get ourselves back together. And straighten ourselves out, because the week can wear us down real easily if we're not careful. And if we're not really on the ball, so to speak. Let's use this time to rebalance ourselves. And there's no better way to do it than taking God's Word and realizing that this book right here is the perfect balance for us. If there's anyone here who's never been obedient to the gospel call, never put your Lord and Savior on in baptism, if you want real balance in your life, this is where you start. God's Word. The world can throw you so far out of balance, so far out of kilter. It can mess you up so badly. You want to straighten it out? This book is it right here. This is where you go. If you don't know where to get started, we've got folks here that will help you get started out on the right foot. Get your life back in balance. But if you know what you need to do to be saved, you heard the Word of God, you believe with all your heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and you're ready to confess the name of Jesus before men, ready to repent of your sins, you're ready to be baptized, to have those sins washed away, Acts 22 and verse 16, then we're ready to help you through that process, to have your sins washed away. We're ready to help you be baptized. Maybe it is the case that you're a child of God and you've just gotten out of balance and you need someone to study with you, pray with you, and help get your life back in harmony with God's will. We're here to help you with that as well. Maybe you just need the prayer at the congregation. Whatever you need, if we can help you, won't you come right now as we stand and sing this song?